The Confluence. The Confluence is a beautiful love story. In the life of the protagonist, the point of confluence between the Tunga and the Bhadra bears great significance. Some life-changing events happen there. What are they? Read on. Listen in. This story in verse is read by Vasanti Vasudev. The Confluence. For as long as she could remember, she had sat on many a moonlit night on the stone platform that bravely juts into the restless confluence, the Kudli Sangama, where Tunga meets and merges with Bhadra, and they become the mighty one, the Tungabhadra, and plunging headlong onto her lap at the confluence had forever been mere child play. It all happened on that day, the auspicious day of Rathotsava, chariot festival, when the village folk, the young and the old, who lived in mud and thatch homes, decorated them with flower festoons and 5 feet lamps. Then donning their finest, they flocked towards the temple street that stretched up to the confluence. Gleaming silver and gold, in the gaze of the full moon, the majestic multicolored chariot set out, lofty and proud. And every eligible bachelor, waiting for his nuptial night, showed off bare sweaty sinews of shoulder and arm as he heaved the temple car and inched through the throng. Every one of them did, everyone but him. He sat silent, he sat alone, he sat forlorn on the stone platform, rough and cold, facing the confluence, having left the crowd and his dreams far behind. That festive night, when the air was full of celebration, holding a brass plate laden with fresh blooms, she waded through a sea of people, and that was when she saw him in a distance at the confluence, his back facing her. Scenes from the past swept swift, recollections of traumatic moments of tender touch came floating through. How she had been caught, sucked fast into a whirlpool at the confluence. How, in panic, she had gulped large sheets of water and buckled into currents. How she had swooned, and when she had opened her eyes, he was fanning her, holding her so close, lying in his arms, feeling his hot breath. She had lost herself in his deep, longing eyes, soaking love. Those moments froze. They stood still. His touch lingered, raising hair on end. That he was lost on her, that he craved for her, that she was the one moon that could light his long, dark nights, was an open secret, a secret that every child in the village knew. He had proposed a few months ago, but he was lame, short in one leg, faulty in gait. So how could she? Yet some remorse, even a slight sense of guilt, played hide and seek with her pride and fame. She, after all, was the belle of the whole village and of 10 and 20 all around. How could she accept his love? Dismissing her thoughts, she turned sideways, away from him. When lo, her glance perchance fell on an aged couple, new faces, visitors maybe. The woman was short and comely, with a large sprig of fresh jasmines clumped on her graying hair, while the man was dashing, tall and regal, in white dhoti and spotless kurta. He was holding her by the arm gently. His face, devoted, was fixed on her as she slowly, wincing at every step, in unsteady gait, labored her way towards the temple. Statue-like, In a stupor, she watched them, the conspicuous couple, so lost in each other, reach the temple. He bent and helped her raise a leg to cross the threshold, and the woman looked at him, her eyes brimming adulation in full. At that moment, unknowingly, she too crossed the threshold. She picked lightly her billowing skirt and swirled around. She made a U-turn towards the platform where he continued to sit, gazing at the confluence, his feet dipped in the waters. And before she knew, before she could stop, silver anklets tinkling all the way, her dainty feet propelled towards and stopped at the platform. At that moment, at that confluence, he turned. He saw her. His face shone a million moons. Just then, the frisking Tungabhadra leaped in a shower and drenched them sudden with her blessed splash.